Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Katie with Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is this Elvia Hoffman?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much, and we really appreciate your help with this survey. We have the ability to complete this interview in English or in Spanish. Would you rather complete the survey in English or Spanish?
English.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to confirm, I just want to confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk.
Yes, safe place, not driving.
Okay, thank you so much. And in which county in California do you currently live in? In Kern. Okay, thank you. Now, could you please tell me your zip code?
93306.
Okay, thank you. Okay, and just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
60. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
Hispanic.
Hispanic. Okay, thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
What is my what?
Your race? Would you say
Caucasian? Mexican. Mexican-American.
Okay, thank you. What is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Democrat.
Republican.
Okay. I said I would vote for a Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one.
Okay.
Okay, so David Valdau, would you say favorable, unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Rudy Salas?
Favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So the options are inflation or the cost of living, border security, Social Security and Medicare, taxes, abortion, health care, the cost of a mortgage or rent, protecting democracy, or none of these.
I mean, what do you want? Do you want me to pick one of those? Is that what you wanted?
Uh-huh. One or two.
One or two? I would say abortion.
Okay.
Okay. And Social Security.
Okay. Thank you. And now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in November elections for president, the U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, or 10?
10.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Robert
Joe Biden.
Kennedy Jr. Okay, thank
Joe
you.
Biden.
Okay. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
Adam Schiff.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Baladao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, thank you. Would you say definitely Salas or probably Salas or Lynn Salas?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And other than being the Democrat nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons you would vote for Rudy Salas instead of one of the other candidates?
Well, I believe he would be pro-democratic values. I've heard some of Valadeo's commercials, and they're very negative, and he also lies. So I'm not looking forward to anything like that in a candidate.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Baladao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladao, less likely to vote for David Baladao, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one would be, David Baladao is a champion of the American dream of a home ownership, as housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared. Baladao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Would you say, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn. Would you say, would you be more, much more likely, somewhat much more likely, less likely, or makes no difference?
Unlikely. And then also, what specific policy does he have out there to do this? Just to say, oh, I'm going to do that, but how is he going to do that? That's my whole, you know, I want to see something concrete. You know, just saying I'm going to do it is not good enough.
Okay. Okay, so would you say somewhat more likely, or it wouldn't make no difference at this point?
Yeah, no difference, because I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so next one, David Baladao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Baladao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. What would you say about that one?
As I stated before, I need to see some policies and what he's for, because like I said, what I saw him putting himself out for a lot was lies, you know, repeating some of Trump's lies, and I'm not going to vote for somebody who has that kind of persona out there.
Okay, thank you. So that answer would be no difference?
No difference, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Next one, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. And would you say to this one, much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and supporting for military members buying a home. On this one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. And the last one, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now that you have heard some of additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao?
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Rudy Salas.
Okay, definitely Salas?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about something else, from which one of two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? I will mention some options. We have cable news, Google, Twitter, Instagram, websites, Facebook, YouTube, national network news like ABC, CBS, NBC, TikTok, paper.
NBC, MSNBC, you know, cable network news.
Okay. Would you say that would be the only one, or do you see other?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I don't do the whole social media or anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use cable, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services? Both cable or satellite and online streaming, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
Streaming.
I'm sorry?
I only stream. I don't have cable, but I do have programs that do have the major networks on there, so.
Okay, so you would say online streaming then?
Streaming, mostly, yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or a conservative on most issues?
I'd say moderate.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? I'm sorry, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
2020?
2020.
Biden.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Well-to-do, upper middle class, middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Okay, thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, this concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is always important to us.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Well,
you
nice.
Too. Take care. Oh, thank you. Hopefully you get to stay cool, or maybe you're not in California.
In Florida.
In Florida. Oh, just the same. Okay. Well, have a good
thank
day.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.